This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
Hello, Orlando City fans. This is Gavin Rushnell, your host of the Orlando City Supporter Conclusions podcast, From Rants to Riches, a fan's perspective of Orlando City Soccer Club. Unfortunately, guys, today is going to be a shorter episode as I am unable to rewatch the game. It's not on ESPN Plus. It's not on YouTube TV. It wasn't aired there at all. It was aired on Twitter and I think a Spanish station. And so I'm unable to rewatch the game, but luckily I was at the game. I was at the LA Galaxy game. Unfortunately, it ended up being a 1-0 defeat. We really deserved more. Thought we played fantastic. But yeah, today's going to be a short episode. I do have some match notes just from the things that I remember, obviously. Just the big key moments in the game, as I usually do, but only going to be talking about a chance here or there instead of really going into deep detail about tactics and stuff like that, like I sometimes do. But I can start with the lineup, as I do know the lineups. I was at the game, can check that online. And we had the exact same lineup as last week against Cincinnati, and I had some pretty high hopes for this lineup. Obviously, we saw 5 goals get put in against FC Cincinnati. LA Galaxy are obviously a different animal, but still, when you put 5 goals past any team, you expect to be able to put goals past most teams in the league. And to be honest, we've been putting goals past teams at home. This is the first game that we actually did not score at home. So, you know, that's kind of a downer. It was going to come eventually. Wish it wouldn't have come in this game. Probably we deserved more than what we got. But yeah, so I had some high hopes for this lineup. As for Galaxy, they made a couple changes from their last game. No major ones other than that left back, Skelvik. He's a quality left back, in my opinion. He's been great for them this season. And yeah, so that was basically the biggest major change. He came onto the field as a starter for this game. Under the match notes, obviously the goal, the 18th minute by Jonathan Dos Santos. From where I was sitting, I could see the whole thing unfold. Moutinho played this horribly. He played this so awfully. They passed the ball to the right side in behind Moutinho, and Moutinho just backs off into the box. I think he's expecting Mueller to sprint all the way back and cover the cross. And, I mean, there's somebody near Moutinho. It's not like he just ran away from the ball. You can see what he's doing. He runs away from the crosser to cover the box. But at the end of the day, you have to cover the cross. We had enough defenders in there to cover that player who was running at the front post. Janssen could have covered that. I believe it was Janssen. And he backs off. They put the cross in, and a poor clearance by, I don't even remember. The ball just bounces out. The rebound is, it's put in by Jonathan Dos Santos first time. I mean, it's a world-class shot. At the end of the day, he hits it first time. That is not an easy shot. He gets a ton of power, curls it around Brian Rowe into the top right corner. It's a pretty shot. I was sitting right behind it. You know, I'm sitting there and I was like, that was a nice shot. I wasn't happy about it, but it was a quality strike. So yeah, this one falls on Moutinho and just a poor clearances in general. But take nothing away from Jonathan Dos Santos' strike. It was fantastic. I wouldn't say deserved. I was thinking about saying deserved, but I wouldn't say a deserved goal. Cause we were all over them the first 15 minutes. We were all over them. And that just seems to be the tale of our season so far. The story of our season, we were all over teams and then they score on us in the first 15 minutes. They score on us in the first 30 minutes. We have like 4 goals in the first half of this season. I just don't understand. We're all over teams. Recently, we've been all over teams and just we can't get the ball in the back of the net. And so, yeah, you know, nothing taken away from Dos Santos, but that goes on Moutinho. He should not have backed off. He should have covered the cross and that goal wouldn't have happened. Next, in the 31st minute, Orlando get a penalty. I don't remember who got the penalty. What was it? Mendez? Mendez, with some hard work, wins the penalty for us, I want to say. And Nani misses. I guess he doesn't miss. It's a great save. It's a fantastic save by Bingham. This time he shoots it to Bingham's left. Last time he shot to Richie's right last week, and Richie saved. So this time he goes the other way, and it gets saved again. This time we don't put in the rebound, and that is 2 weeks in a row that Nani has missed a penalty. Not great for all you fantasy fans of Nani, of course. But I was very, very angry. The penalty was right in front of me. And I personally hate watching penalties live because I always feel like my team's going to miss it. Every time I'm like, this isn't going in. It's just such a negative feeling. Everybody cheers. I was cheering when we got the penalty, and then I'm sitting there watching it unfold. Nani's getting ready to take the kick, and I'm looking to the guy sitting next to me. I'm like, oh, he's going to miss it. No, please don't miss it. And he's like, nah, this is going in. This is going in. Nani, this is Nani for crying out loud. He's going to put it in. He missed last week. He's not going to do it again. He did it again. Bingham with a great save. You know, it's in a spot for Bingham to save it, but it's still a great save nonetheless. I think Nani is taking this league a little too casually. Unfortunately, he's kind of taking the foot off the pedal. Is that the way you say it? Foot off the gas. There we go. He's taking his foot off the gas a bit. You know, you see him dribble a couple times when he could have passed. This is all season, of course. I mean, he's still scoring goals. He's still working hard. But sometimes in some situations, he seems to just kind of be like, eh, you know, whatever. And I wish he would care a little bit more. I understand why, because he's been in Europe his whole life. And, of course, there is this stereotype that Americans aren't good at soccer, American League's super, super easy. It's a retirement league, blah, blah, blah. And I wish that we didn't have that stigma, but as of right now, we do. And I think that's part of the reason why he's just kind of taking his foot off the gas. And he's still been great this season, but he could be better. I think if we're all honest with each other, he could be a bit better. And this game, he missed penalty, missed chance. Just, you know, everybody has those games, but it's got to be better. Just a little bit better is all I'm asking for from Nani. He does miss another penalty. Great save by Bingham. On to the second half, sub on Kyle Smith, sub off Tesho Akindele. Tesho looked gassed from just watching the game. Tesho was running hard, and so he needed to be taken off. When I saw that Kyle Smith was getting ready, I was like, there's no way he takes off Juan. There's no way. He's definitely taking off Tesho. And, of course, he did take off Tesho. And we got to see Juan play that right wing position that I've always really wanted him to do. That I've always wanted to see him play in, and he did not impress me there at all. He didn't look like he knew what he was doing. We didn't really have the ball a lot either, so I guess it was only a small sample size, but I wasn't really impressed by it. I thought that would work, Smith at right back, Juan at right wing, but as of right now, I am kind of changing my mind, and that did not work out, so yeah. In the 66th minute, we have another sub. Kleschen comes on, and Higita comes off. Again, I feel like this was kind of incorrect from James O'Connor. I mean, last week, James O'Connor did the – or not last week, 2 weeks ago, James O'Connor did the same thing. He took off Higita when we needed offense and – or he took off an offensive player for another offensive player when we needed offense. I think we could have survived if we took off Mendez. I really do think we could have survived because Mendez, as much as he passes the ball offensively and wins the ball back and distributes the ball offensively – I feel like we really could have used Higita in Mendez's position and put on Kleschen. And I have no problem with putting Kleschen on in this game. We really needed quality in the final third. We were lacking quality in the final third. And Kleschen has quality in the final third. Quality in the final third. Quality in the final third. Shut up. Quit saying it. Anyways, yes, we needed Kleschen. And I thought that was a great idea to bring him on. It was smart to bring him on. He brought him in the 66th minute. He didn't wait too long to bring him on. But Higita, I think, was the wrong player. I think it was Mendez that should have come on. On to the 70th minute, I believe. There was a chance for Nani that I talked about earlier with his shot. I think he tried to be too cute with it. I think he just needed to, you know, bang this in the net. Instead, he went for like a scissor kick kind of thing, and it just didn't work. and he whiffed it and it went straight to the goalie. That one also should have been a goal and it wasn't. And if we get a goal there, I think we turn around and win this game. We are a momentum team. We all know this. If we score once at home, another one's coming within the next 10 minutes, almost every time. We are 100% a momentum team and we really needed to score at that moment in time. And I think that was part of the big reason, you know, when you miss a penalty that early in the game, okay, you know, you put your head up, we can still score. But when you miss a chance in the 70th minute after missing a penalty earlier in the game, you're just thinking, well, at this point, like, this ball's not going in the back of the net. And it's definitely a psychological letdown when you get such a big chance this late in the game and the ball just doesn't bounce your way. And, you know, just it, at that point, psychologically, like, this ball is not going in the back of the net today. And it didn't, unfortunately. Finally, in the 82nd minute, Coleman came on for Mueller. I would have gone all out attack at this point. I would have taken off Mendez or Johnson and left Mueller on the field. I know Mueller was probably gassed as well, just like Tesho was. He was running all around the field Friday night. And, you know, I thought he had a great game. He was actually awarded man of the match. He got the guitar, which I think is kind of stupid that we give man of the match when we lose, because obviously we weren't good enough to win the game. So why does someone deserve to win man of the match? I guess man of the match. I guess man of the match would be on the other team. I don't know. But yeah, Mueller was taken off. Coleman was taken on. I would have gone all out attack. And, you know, at that point, if LA Galaxy scored counterattacking goal, it's, you know, 2-0 is the same thing as 1-0 in terms of points. You know, but 1-1 is very different. So I would have taken that risk. Player ratings, these are obviously kind of skewed. The game was on Friday. Okay, that was not my door. So I thought someone knocked on my door. Sorry, guys. There was actually somebody at the door, so I had to go and do that. So that's why this transition sounds a little weird. But yeah, as I was saying, I was at the game, so these player ratings are going to be a little bit, you know, kind of messed up here and there. Just because I wasn't able to rewatch the game and have a extremely in-depth opinion on the actual player ratings. So these are just kind of what I remember from the game itself on Friday. So I give Rowe 4 out of 10. He didn't make a single save in the game. The one shot that came his way went in the back of the net. And again, it was a fantastic shot by Dos Santos, but your job is to keep the ball in the net, and he didn't. So 4 out of 10. Juan, 5 out of 10. Janssen, 5 out of 10. Sané, 6 out of 10. Thought he had a pretty good game. Moutinho, gave him a 3 out of 10, obviously, for his part in the goal. And offensively, he wasn't amazing either. You know, he wasn't lights out offensively. So 3 out of 10 from him. Mendez, 5 out of 10. Johnson, 5 out of 10. Higuita, 5 out of 10. Thought they all had a pretty average performance. Not bad, not good, just average. Mueller, 6 out of 10. Akindele, 4 out of 10. His first touch let him down a lot this game, unfortunately. And no, just he worked his ass off, but I've seen him do better in terms of first touch and impact on a game. So yeah, 4 out of 10. Nani, 4 out of 10 as well. Obviously missing the penalty, missing the sitter, does not bode well, and you're going to get under average for that. Smith, for the sub, Smith, I give him 6 out of 10. I've been impressed by him every time he's came on the field. Unfortunately, he has Juan in front of him, who is a great offensive threat. And that's why I really wanted to see Juan at that right wing position, because I like Smith defensively and I like Juan offensively. And Smith showed today that he could actually be a decent asset offensively as well. I think Smith's a great backup MLS option for us, and I have no problem with Smith. I know a lot of people do have a problem with Smith, but me personally, I don't have a problem with Smith at all. So 6 out of 10 from him today. Thought he did great when he was on the field. Kluschen, 6 out of 10. Thought he was doing well on the field too. Made good decisions with the ball. You know, his shot could have been a little bit better. A couple of his shots were pretty poor. But yeah, so 6 out of 10 from Kluschen. And Coleman, 5 out of 10. On to the main takeaways. The first one, I said Orlando missed Dwyer big time. You know, I think we just missed a central striker in this game. We tried Mueller at central striker. We tried Nani at central striker. We tried Akindele at central striker. But none of them are really central strikers. I think Akindele likes to play off of a central striker. And I think we missed Dwyer. I'm not saying Dwyer would have automatically won us this game. Obviously, he's been in that scoring funk. But I think that just would have given us an option because LA would have had to focus on that central striker and our players running off of him would have had a little bit more freedom. Instead, LA were able to focus on all three of our kind of forwards who try and play off of somebody, and we didn't have anybody to play off of. So I think we just missed a central striker in general, and that just comes down to the poor reffing decision from last game. I don't think it was a yellow card. But, you know, that also comes down to Dwyer, because every time he's come off the field as a sub, he's gotten a yellow card, and that forced the ref to make a decision. And Dwyer's reputation of getting yellow cards this season and last season got him banned for this game and ultimately helped lose the game. I think if we had a central striker, we would have probably put the ball in the back of the net. We might have not. You know, obviously, you can't tell what would have happened, but I think it would have helped. I think it would have helped. That's all I'm saying. Against Cincinnati, we didn't have Dwyer, obviously, and we didn't really have a central striker. And I think that was okay because Cincinnati didn't really know who to focus on, and they're not all there defensively. So I think it was okay that we didn't have Dwyer. But as for this game, I think we needed a central striker just to play through. You know, different defenses, LA and Cincinnati are two very different defenses. And unfortunately, no Dwyer meant no central striker to play through. My second main takeaway is Nani didn't perform when we needed him most. You know, this was the game that I feel like, and I was talking to a couple other fans, and they felt like Nani really needed to take this game by the scruff of the neck and really impose himself and take this team over the line. You know, we're knocking on the door. We need to put the ball in the back of the net. Nani gets a penalty, misses. 50 minutes later, Nani gets a great chance, misses. So Nani was doing great. Otherwise, he was really imposing himself on the game, but he didn't get an assist, didn't get a goal, didn't really have that final end product that we really needed. He's got good quality in the final third. He wasn't showing it today, unfortunately. He wasn't showing it today. Then three clearances and crosses. Clearances and cross defending need to be addressed, and they do need to be addressed. A lot of times this season, we have seen crosses come in too easily, and then the clearance doesn't get cleared fully, and then the rebound ends up in the back of the net. And I think that was a big difference between us and LA. It was really shown in this game. They had a cross that nobody defended. The rebound was a poor clearance. Bounced out to DeSantos, puts it in the back of the net, 1-0. Every time they seemed to clear the ball, it went far out of their box, away from our players, and we either had to win the ball back off of them, or we got the ball back at half field and they were able to set up their defense again. Our clearances are not like that. Our clearances are, we get the ball out and 7 times out of 10, it falls to one of their players. And I think we need to work on that. And our players just seem to like not care if a cross comes in. I feel like James O'Connor tells them, don't have to defend the crosser itself. You have to defend the physical ball when it's in the box. And okay, that works sometimes, obviously, and it's a good tactic, but I feel like we need to put more pressure on the physical crosser of the ball. And we never do. We just let them pick their spot, put the ball in the box, and that's led to goals this season. And I think we really need to start pressuring the crosser more, and we aren't doing it. And especially, you know, you see it on the goal. Moutinho basically runs away from where the ball is to go and cover a space. And I know that's a tactical thing from James O'Connor. And I'm sure he's not happy that Moutinho did that. But I'm sure he can also see, probably from in practice, where he has told Moutinho, okay, just cover the space. Don't cover the crosser of the ball. Cover the space. And that ultimately, you know, it led to a goal. It led to a goal. So those are my three main takeaways. On to our next game. We play Montreal this Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. We are playing in Montreal at the Saputo Stadium. They are in kind of a weird funk right now. similar to how LA Galaxy were, but, you know, apparently we can't be the team that's lost four games in a row. You know, you would think that if we want to be a playoff team, you take a team at their weakest and you say, okay, this is a great opportunity. We need to win this game. And then you'd go out and win the game. You'd think if we were a playoff team, this is the type of game we would have won against LA Galaxy. They had lost four in a row. They did not have their star player. And at the end of the day, you would need to finish them off and win the game. Instead, we go and we lose the game and we don't finish our chances that we get. So this just makes me feel like we aren't a playoff team. And yet again, we have another team in a weird funk. We play Montreal, who their form of the last five games is loss, win, loss, draw, loss. And they play Wednesday. They play tomorrow night as well against, I believe, RSL. They are at home, but still, they are going to be on short rest. And no matter whether they win the game, whether they lose the game, they are on short rest. Our last game was Friday, and I don't feel confident about this game at all. I'm going to be honest with you. They have a strong squad. They lined up in a 4-3-3 against who they last played. They last played against LAFC. They lost 4-2. They played with a strong lineup. They played with Bush in goal, Sanya at right back, Diallo and Raitala in the center, and Lovitz at left back. They play with Shom, Azira, and Tyder in the middle, and then Okwankwo, Oruti, and Piatti at the front three in a 4-3-3. So, yeah, like, they have a strong lineup. Their lineup, I would say, is better than ours. I would say their lineup's better than ours. They have great players. But, yeah, you know, I would expect us to go in there if we were a playoff team and win this game. You know, when you have five games and you've lost three, won one, and drawn one, they're not in good form. And at the end of the day, this is a game that we should be winning, and I don't think we will. In terms of the keys to the game, I said we have to lock down Piatti. He loves a goal against Orlando. He absolutely loves a goal against Orlando. He always seems to score against us. And so I think we have to lock him down. We have to focus on him. You know, he's such a good player, and he always seems to what's the word I'm thinking of? He always seems to just come up with a goal against us. He always seems to pop up with a goal. It's very annoying, but at the end of the day, he's a great player. I also said that it's been a weird season for Montreal. They're fourth in the East, but they've lost to some kind of weird teams. They lost to Cincinnati. They lost to Philadelphia. They lost to NYCFC when NYCFC weren't in the best of form. And hopefully we can replicate that with a weird loss against Orlando. But I'm not confident at all for this game, especially after what happened against LA Galaxy. Hopefully with Dwyer coming back, and we'll have a central striker, and we can create chances and put the ball in the back of the net. As for against Montreal earlier in the season, this was the only game, I believe, this season that we weren't really in. So we lost 3-1 to them way earlier this season. And when you look back at the rest of the games this season, this is one thing I will applaud James O'Connor for. He has definitely made us more competitive, because when you look at the rest of the games this season, I'm actually going to pull them up right now. We have been, it's been a close game every time. We just haven't come out on top. So the first game of the season, New York City FC, we tied 2-2. We should have probably won the game. The handball that wasn't called near the end of the game would have given us a penalty. Would we have scored it? Probably 3-2 win. Chicago Fire, 1-1. Almost won that game as well. Last second equalizer from poor defending. 1-1. The third game of the season was against Montreal Impact. We lost 3-1. The one goal was a last second Dwyer goal. You know, we didn't even play well at all. I was actually at this game, and it was just poor overall. We lost 3-1. And they dominated us. And that's the only game this season, I think, that we haven't been in. Next game was a win against New York Red Bulls. The next one after that was a 2-1 loss against DC United. That was the phantom foul against Rooney. 4-3 win after that against Colorado. 2-1 loss against Real Salt Lake. That was when Nani scored the free kick in the 80th minute. and we were really close to equalizing. We just didn't get it. So, you know, 2-1 there. 1-0 win against Vancouver Whitecaps, 1-1 draw against New York City FC, 2-0 loss against Toronto. We were actually held scoreless in that game. So I was wrong. This was the second game that we were held scoreless at home. So I was incorrect about that. But we were still all over Toronto at one point in the game, and we were really in that game. So 1-0 loss against Atlanta United. We were in that game as well. Seattle Sounders, 2-1 loss against them. 5-1 win against Cincinnati, 1-0 loss against LA Galaxy when we should have probably won that game. I mean, we've been way more in games. It's not like we've been dominated at all. This was the only match I think we were dominated, this 3-1 loss against Montreal. So hopefully we can come in and battle hard again, but this time, you know, luck goes our way and the ball ends up in the back of the net. All right, guys, that is looking like it's going to be it. Just want to say thank you for listening again. And hopefully we can win against Montreal. Actually, I forgot to do my predictions for that game. So let me do those real quick. For the lineup, I think we will come out with a strong lineup. And maybe Dwyer in for Mueller and Rossell in for Higuita. I could see James O'Connor doing those two changes. Either that or he plays the kids. Just like we saw against Seattle, maybe he lets them have a run out against a strong squad. So, yeah, either of those. And then my prediction, I'm going to go a little bit negative here. I'm sorry, guys. A 1-1 draw or a 2-2 draw. I'm actually going to go with 1-1. A 1-1 tie on the road, which wouldn't be terrible against a pretty decent Montreal team. But I don't see us winning this game, unfortunately. Hopefully they prove me wrong, as they seem to always prove me wrong. Every single time I make a prediction, I am very incorrect about it. But yeah, so I just want to say thank you guys for listening. I am going to drop a tweet on my Twitter, at GR Rushnell. The G and the R are capitals. Or you can just look up the Orlando City Sport Conclusions podcast. Let me know your opinions on my opinions of the game, my opinions of, you know, every game that I've done so far of the podcast in general. And also let me know what you would think of me starting a Discord. I'm not really a Discord guy, but I would start one if y'all would be interested in that. But yeah, so thank you again for listening, and I will see you after, hopefully, an Orlando City win.